From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is focusing upon the life of the man who is called in the Bible the friend of God, Abraham. In the text found in Genesis 12:5 through 13:4, we read the account of Abraham and his company finally arriving in the land of Canaan, the place to which God had called him. By his delay in Haran, Abraham had already learned that God would only speak to him when he obeyed the Lord's commands. Now, in the land of promise, Abraham started out well by building an altar, the place of sacrifice, the symbol of the cross. Yet, in the face of famine, Abraham fell back upon his own wisdom, and contrary to God's direction, went down to Egypt, the type of the world. On the verge of total ruin, Abraham experienced God's mercy and deliverance. He returned to the place of the altar and a renewal of the great promise God had given him of a vast posterity, as well as of the promised seed, none other than our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. May God keep us close to the cross. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message entitled, The Walk and Worship of a Man of God. First, here's a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Care of Our Feet. The text is found in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints. The way is slippery, and our feet are feeble, but the Lord will keep our feet. If we give ourselves up by obedient faith to be his holy ones, he will himself be our guardian. Not only will he charge his angels to keep us, but he himself will preserve our goings. He will keep our feet from falling, so that we do not defile our garments, wound our souls, and cause the enemy to blaspheme. He will keep our feet from wandering, so that we do not go into paths of error or ways of folly or courses of the world's custom. He will keep our feet from swelling through weariness or blistering because of the roughness and length of the way. He will keep our feet from wounding. Our shoes shall be iron and brass, so that even though we tread on the edge of the sword or on deadly serpents, we shall not bleed or be poisoned. He will also pluck our feet out of the net. We shall not be entangled by the deceit of our malicious and crafty foes. With such a promise as this, let us run without weariness and walk without fear. He who keeps our feet will do it effectually.
I have been through the valley.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. Christian can avoid falling and backsliding unless he maintains his fellowship at the altar. Clarence McCartney, one of the last great Presbyterian preachers in this country, likened a Christian to an aeroplane. Said an aeroplane is completely unlike any other mode of transport that we adopt. You get in a car, you can stop it right mid-journey. You can reverse it. If you watch what you're doing, it'll do you no harm. If you're in a horse and buggy, you can stop it. But if you're in an aeroplane, that aeroplane either goes on to its destination or it has disaster. Can't stop in midair, and it can't reverse. What a parable of the Christian life. The Christian, called of God, directed of God, with the promise of God, must keep on keeping on. No turning back. You'll be like an aeroplane falling out of the sky. That's what happened to Abraham. Sadly, that's what has happened to all too many Christians. The Bible warns us in Isaiah 30, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down to Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth." Isaiah 31 says the same thing, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord." Well, let me stop here. Let me invite you to open your heart to the Lord tonight. Christian, have you done what Abraham did? Have you been like an aeroplane, as it were, falling out of the sky because you've gone back down into Egypt? Forsaken the altar? There was a time in your life when you were consumed with the cross. When you spent time around the altar. When you loved the Lord your God with all your heart. When you served Him. When the precious blood of the Lamb was the theme of your song. The famine struck. Trouble came. The pressure of life. Pressure of business. Whatever. You've compromised your testimony. You've gone down into Egypt. You thought it might help. It's only for a while. It's only for a little while. But that little while is stretched on and on and on. And tonight your heart is cold. You're shamed in God's presence. Compromise of the world is always wrong for a Christian. Believer, don't sell your testimony for the pleasures of the world. Or for the treasures of the world. Be very, very careful here. Remember, if Abraham could backslide, so can you. And if you have followed him already into backsliding, you know the bitter loss. This is the mark of a genuine backslider. You know, there are so many so-called backsliders, and the trouble is they were never frontsliders. They're still unregenerate, condemned, hell-deserving, hell-bound sinners. And they need to be converted. Most of the so-called backsliders need to be saved. The mark of a genuine Abraham in Egypt is this sense of the bitter loss of treasured blessings. Gone is the pleasure of prayer. Gone is the joy of salvation. Gone is the power of your personal testimony. It's a sad state. But thank God there is an answer. Because I love the beginning of Genesis 13. Abraham returned to the altar. Verses 3 and 4. He went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. What did he find at the altar? He found forgiveness. He found restoration. He found renewal. Most of all, he found the Lord. And where did he find him? He found him exactly where he had left him. You see, my friend, when sin comes between you and the Lord, you deal with that sin. You get back to where that very point. And that's where you'll find the Lord. He found him at the cross. There's a wonderful intimation in Peter's first epistle. Fills in a little bit of the history of Peter that's not in the Gospels. Peter backslid. Peter got away from Jesus. Denied him. Cursed him. Then wept. What did he do? As the Lord Jesus was taken and nailed to a tree in that cross was set up on Calvary's rugged brow. Peter, can you see him? Peter, head bowed and heartbreaking, made his way through the crowd to where he could see the Savior. How do I know it? He said, I was a witness. I was a witness of the sufferings of Christ. What must a backslider do? What must the Abraham who has gone down into Egypt do? He must come back to Bethel. He must come back to the altar. He must get to Calvary. He must turn his eyes afresh on Jesus. Return unto me, says the Lord, for I have redeemed you. Return to me. In the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7, the Lord says, return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Writing to New Testament Christians, John says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Return. There is a way back. If I'm speaking to souls tonight who have never been to the cross, there's a way to the cross. Come. If I'm speaking to Christians whose lives are just a hollow semblance of what they once were, you've got away from the altar. There's a way back. Tonight we sang that beautiful hymn, Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Then the poignant words, oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I am constrained to be. Let that grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave. the God I love. Those words were written by Robert Robinson, who fulfilled in his own experience the words that he had written. Having written that hymn, Robinson lost out in fellowship with God, wandered off into sin, lost his joy, lost his testimony, lost his peace of mind. Tormented in mind, he decided he would travel to try to find some sort of relief. And on his travels, he met up with a young lady who got to talking to him. She said, "I've just discovered a hymn. I would like you to give me your opinion of it." And she recited the words, "Come, thou fount of every blessing." Robinson didn't want to talk to her, and he sought to evade and avoid the rest of the conversation, but she would have none of it. "Oh, I want your opinion of this hymn." And finally, he dropped his head, and his tears began to flow. And he said to that young woman, "I wrote that hymn many years ago now. I would give anything to experience the joy that I knew then." Is that where you are tonight? I would give anything to know again that closeness with Christ. That young woman was staggered, but not so staggered that she didn't know what to do, for picking up some of the very words that he had written, she pointed him to the altar and to the streams of mercy never ceasing. That day, the writer of that hymn entered into the joy of his Lord. He got back to the altar. There is room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for every sinner who wants a place there. There is room at the cross for every backslider who wants a place there. There is room at the cross for you. May God search out every Abraham in Egypt tonight and bring you back to Bethel and to Calvary.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. freepress.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.